If it's a beautiful sunny Friday, that cheerful voice on the phone would be Larry Weber joining us this morning. Howdy there, sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You know, we're going to have to change our outlook on November. Formerly, we referred to it as a gray November, but since we last spoke, the 7 days since we last spoke, only Monday was cloudy. All the rest of them were clear. And the temperature is so far above normal that we almost have to forget about the word normal. The average temperature at this time is 32 degrees in November. Well, that is the coolest temperature we've had so far this month. The average temperature for the month so far in the first third of the month is almost 50. So, like I say, we're going to have to rewrite the things about November. In addition to that, there has been such a tiny amount of precipitation. It's been, well, going back well into October, we have been very dry for the last, I'd say, close to 3 weeks. And I get quite a concern about that because with the dry conditions and the breeze, we could be having some fire issues. So it's probably something worth paying attention about. But I did have some hope. And one day this week when I was out walking, I did see ice. So, yeah, there is something going on there. This morning, it was a beautiful, a chilly walk, but it was and it was chilly. It was feeling more like autumn, as it should be. We're having very beautiful, clear days, but we're also having clear nights tonight. I hope you had a chance to get out to see the moon last few nights. We are in the waxing gibbous phase right now, which is, to me, a better time to be out than the full moon. It's just a spectacular time. A full moon comes up on the 14th. Right now, the daylight, thanks to changing of our clocks last weekend, we have sunrise after earlier, and it's after slightly after 7 o'clock. Sunset, 4:40 p.m. Now, that takes a little getting used to the early sunsets, but why not get out there and enjoy the darkness? That's what I think. It's just wonderful. In these days of clearness, there's been a lot of things happening out with Mother Nature. The Otwin, the conditions continue. I saw things like garter snake and painted turtle. And dragonflies continue to be out. I saw them again yesterday. I saw moths again yesterday. I saw a grasshopper yesterday. There are flies that are still continue to be out in the sunlight. And the spiders find this just a fascinating time to do their ballooning. Anyone who is well-educated has read Charlotte's Web. And in Charlotte's Web, toward the end, the Charlotte dies, but she lays her eggs, and the babies hatch. And after the babies hatch, little babies are called spiderlings. They climb up on a, look like in the case of the book, they climb up on a post or something near the barn, and they throw out a thread from their spinnerets, which is toward their tail end, and they drift off. They drift off in what is known as ballooning. Well, that happens a lot of the year, but these are the perfect days for actually seeing the ballooning. You can look towards the sun. You never look at the sun, but you look towards the sun, and the angle of the sun is low now. And so if you look through trees and shrubs and so forth, it's very easy to see threads. Those threads are laid down by the spiders. It is ballooning, or is it just plain walking around? But they lay down the threads, and we see just an abundance of them. I can't believe how common they are this time of year. And I think the days have just been wonderful for that. Other things of note, I mentioned last week that this is a great time to see mammals, one of the best times of the year to see mammals. And I had chances to see quite a number of kinds of mammals this week, including this morning, which was really wonderful. I watched as three otters swam by where I was and climbed up and tried to figure me out and so forth, but that was just an outstanding sighting. But, ma'am, this is really, as I said, a good time to see mammals. There are plenty of birds out there. The migration still continues. I've noticed it especially this week with bald eagles, but there are rough-leg hawks that are coming across as well. And the smaller birds like snow buntings. Of course, quite a lot of snow buntings. A bird feeder is very active with the usuals of the chickadees and the nuthatches and the woodpeckers. But even though they may seem like, you know, it's kind of boring usuals, they're not boring at all. It's very interesting to continue to watch them. Canada geese, I've seen several flocks of those this week. And then I saw things like turkey and rough grouse and so forth that don't migrate. So, yes, there's plenty going on. A little bit concerned about some of these winter birds I'd like to be seeing. Some people have reported seeing pine grosbeaks. I haven't seen them myself, crossbills, siskins, shrike. They're all out there, but I haven't seen them yet. So we'll see, and we'll also see if there's going to be some redpolls showing up. In addition to that, the leaf color has pretty much passed on, but I was in the great city of Duluth yesterday, and I noticed that there was yellows still going on in from several trees, namely the silver maple and the weeping willow. I have my lilacs in my yard have been green up until about 2 days ago, and now they are also turning yellow, and they will drop their leaves, as did the apple trees. Little shrubs and bushes and so forth are still holding red leaves. I've noticed it in blueberries, blackberries, raspberries. They're all still holding bright red leaves. And one day this week, I drove by a berry farm that had lots of crop, a big crop of strawberries last summer. Well, those strawberry plants are still out there, and it looked like they were all bright red, like they had another crop of strawberries. Well, what they actually were the leaves. Yeah, strawberry leaves will frequently turn bright red in autumn. Here's a good thing to think about, Lisa. It was not last November. It was 2 years ago in November. We tend to forget quickly, but 2 years ago in November, we had a snowstorm of 8 inches of snow on November 10. It was enough snow that I went cross-country skiing. And instead of melting immediately, the month was so cold, the month was considerably colder than normal, the snow lasted, and I was able to continue cross-country skiing every single day for the rest of the month. Something to think about. The 15th of November, 2 years ago, that's coming up pretty soon, anniversary, 15th of November, we had ice on our lake. Now, that is a change from this year, but yes, that actually happened. Other things of note, berries and fruits are still out there on the trees. As I was doing some looking around in Duluth yesterday, I noticed a number of mountain ash trees that have bright red berries. There's also high bush cranberry, there's crab apple, there's hawthorn. All of these are holding red berries. I find, for some reason, they are not as plentiful as they have been in some other years. But I saw a good growth of rose hips this past week. That's on the wild rose plants. They have these little red berries on them, and we call them rose hips. They look like tiny apples. Lisa, we are continue this strange month of November and not being gray at all. However, according to the forecast, we do have some clouds coming next week and maybe even some cooler temperatures. So we will see what Mother Nature has to offer for the second half of November. Usually the second half of November is when we see the freeze-up, so we'll see if it happens.
Well, I didn't bestir myself to get out and take some photographs last weekend I should have. However, with sunny skies and pleasant temperatures forecast for this weekend, I may need to do it this weekend and realize that I'm running out of time, so I better get hopping. Photographs this time of year, the colors are so beautiful. The colors, even just woods against a beautiful blue sky, they just pop. It's a wonderful fun to just be out at this time of year when the sun is shining like this.
One of the beautiful things about Otwin is that it's so inviting to get out and take a walk, and that's what we've been having. Last year, our Otwin conditions lasted until the 1st of December. The year before last, that I was talking about, the 2 years ago, it was a short Otwin, only 3 weeks. But this year, we're going to have a nice, long Otwin, so take advantage of it. Okay, take care.
Thanks, Larry. Larry Weber this morning, our host for Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.